We're joined in the media center by pro stock leading qualifier Jed Coughlin Jr., who ran a 6.557 second pass at 210.70 miles per hour in the second qualifying session. Tell us about that run.
Well, the Q2 was a really, really nice run. Rewind a little bit, our Q1 was nice. We were pretty conservative coming in, wanting to get in the car down the track and, get good data for Q2. And then as kind of the day got pushed back with a few delays, kind of pushed us into a little bit cooler conditions. Track got a lot tighter than it was earlier, and we were able to get a little more aggressive with the gearing package and the clutch package both. And, when I let the clutch out, the car kind of sat back, and the front end started to come up and really started to accelerate well. I knew by the time I was pulling it into second gear, just the way it sounded and felt, we felt like if we really crushed it, we could probably run a 56 or a real low 57. I guess we surprised ourselves, because by the time I got through all four gears into fifth gear got the parachutes out, I could tell the guys were excited. Now, on the radio telling me that I ran the 55, so it feels fantastic. The car was letter perfect, hardly touched the steering wheel all the way down, which is always nice. It's a testament to the Elite Performance Group. They've been working extremely hard. We transitioned into Chevrolets this year, qualified number two last week or a couple weeks ago in Vegas, and then ran into some technical problems with just not getting the car to accelerate. And looks like we tested twice in between Vegas and now. Looked like we cleaned that up in testing, and as a testament of today's efforts, we cleaned it up here where it counts. So would love nothing more to stay number one. We'd be very proud of that that effort. We got a really tough pro stock field out here right now, and just look forward to day two tomorrow, and then obviously on to game day Sunday, and see if we can't go the distance there.
Okay, did the best today.
Yep.
What's your game plan? What are y'all going to try to accomplish for tomorrow?
Our game plan coming into the race, quite honestly, was to give ourselves a good effort all four qualifying runs. I know that sounds kind of corny, because you always give it your best effort, but we really wanted to get the car down the track and try and just incrementally improve the car each and every run. And, we've accomplished that through two runs, and I think that's our game plan tomorrow. We're going to probably donned with some good sun and heat tomorrow, which will be a great practice for our crew chiefs and for us behind the wheel. And if the weather forecast is as such, then Sunday we'll have a little bit cooler temperatures, probably more like what we see tonight, tight track, and be able to get pretty aggressive again. So it's one of those weekends that keeps the crew chiefs on their toes, and from behind the wheel, it makes it extremely exciting.
So are you guys going to go after tomorrow, or are you hoping that this one will
No, absolutely. Yeah, I think, we'll analyze the run as the guys are doing right now, and we'll see how things look tomorrow with the track temperature and whatnot, and we'll put our best effort forward to be be in the top couple for Q3, and it'll be tough to improve probably. Actually, Q3, we probably have our best option to improve. Q4, we run a little bit earlier tomorrow in the heat of the day, so we'll definitely be ready to throw one down there tomorrow morning, Q3. I think we're around about noon.
Pro stock so loaded, you definitely don't want to be on the bottom end of the ladder going to eliminations, do you?
No, absolutely not. I felt that all last year, so it feels great to have a great I got the same great team behind me, but I've got a extremely competitive car, and we're learning more about it. It's a brand new car we started with the week of Pomona, and here we are in fifth race of the year, and looks like things are responding pretty well.